thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
From 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. During his lifetime, 19th century British evangelist George Mueller prayed in more than £5.7 million to feed the orphans in his care. That's more than $174 million in today's terms. He didn't believe in broadcasting his financial needs, yet he always had enough to pay his bills, because God supernaturally provided. However, Mueller's faith was stretched in other ways. For example, he prayed regularly over a list of five men he earnestly desired to see won to Christ. The first man gave his life to Christ after 5 years, the second and third after 10 years, and the fourth after 25 years. But here's the clincher. Mueller prayed for the fifth man's conversion for a whopping 52 years. In fact, the man made a profession of faith in Christ a few months after Mueller's funeral. Would you pray about something for 52 years without some visible sign of an answer? You should, and you must. In Mueller's own words, God delights to increase the faith of his children. We ought, instead of wanting no trials before victory, no exercise before patience, to be willing to take them from God's hands as a means. Trials, obstacles, difficulties, and sometimes defeats are the very food of faith. If you're praying and asking God, "Will you?" His answer is, "I will." Psalm 91:15 says, "When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them." In Jeremiah 33:3, God says, "Call to me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you do not know." So Vision's word for today is, keep praying and believing.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.